Yep. Yeah, really pleased.
Quite humble in it as well. It's nice to be recognised around Aberdeen. Yeah.
Everyone's a winner tonight, to be fair, though. You know, it's not just about the winners. It's about everyone that was nominated. Absolutely. Very pleased to win as well, though.
Absolutely. And I suppose yourselves as a band, sort of what's your story for folks who might not know much about you?
Well, it all started in, like, 2014. Yeah, because I was like, the last one to join the band. We all had the same music taste, so went to rehearse with the guys, then I think it just clicked instantly, and then the Capolas was born, really.
I think, yeah, we spent a long time trying to find our sound, writing songs. I think just been playing more and more gigs, and I think starting to get recognised, and obviously the Elton John playing here last year kind of got us the gig at Cast. I think from there as well, we just started getting more and more better gigs, and hopefully it just continues. That's the thing, is it? Just want to get the better and better gigs every year, so hopefully go outside Aberdeen next year and get bigger gigs.
Just want to put a stamp on Aberdeen, with the band for Aberdeen.
Do you know who nominated you?
Yes, it was Lynn Shaw that nominated this, and I'd just like to say thank you to Lynn. It was all because of the... without sounding too bad to you guys, but my work that I've done with Lynn recently, doing a young promoter scheme, just helping out with loads of young teenagers who would like to maybe get into the music scene but not necessarily play, maybe just do like organised gigs here and there. So that's why we're nominated. But I mean, I would never like to take the award just myself. I'd rather have my band with me, because it's not just my work that goes into it, it's the whole band. And if I'd also like to say very quickly that Julie and Stephen Rafi, I just want to say that they've got a lot of opportunities, because they organise a lot of gigs and they've done a lot for Teenage Cancer Trust through March of the Mods and other things. I'd just like to say that they've been amazing to us. I'd probably say so.
Definitely, David, they deserved it. All the contribution to work here.
Mm-hmm. And also, I've not actually personally met Margaret yet, but from the stories I've heard, I'd just like to say she's a credit to Aberdeen. She's, from what I've heard, we're lucky to have her.
And I suppose, speaking about the work you did to help get this award, will this help to spur you guys on to keep doing things like that?
Absolutely. I mean, we're young ourselves, so
happy just to get recognition for all the hard work we've done this year. Yeah. And well, the past like 2.5 years anyway. So
it's been a lot of hard work.
I suppose to kind of encourage people to get into, you know, music, not necessarily playing like I says, but actually just organising and seeing the ins and outs of music. I was quite pleased to be recognised there, it'll spur us on to do more things. We'd like to also organise an EP launch when our new EP is coming out next year, I'd imagine now, but yeah, we'd like to obviously organise a wee event for that and sell our music, you know, onwards from there. But it's been a nice platform tonight, and we're very pleased to win the award
as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a roller coaster, but we've enjoyed it.
More to come, like.